Welcome back to Alpha Mama Podcast 2022. We are up to episode 4 and we are talking about minimalism today. Alpha Mama brings you the lowdown on books that change your lives in the self-development space. We do the reading and research so you can sit back, listen, and take the steps to live your best life and move forwards towards a grounded life that reflects your authentic self. Growing up, I didn't feel like I had a lot of great guidance. The lack of guidance in my own life led me to make choices that accumulated in hitting rock bottom by the age of 30. I felt like I had no one to turn to, and that's when I turned to books and researching how to live my best life. Fast forward almost a decade, and I have experienced total transformation. At Alpha Mama, we believe it doesn't matter who you are or where you come from, the only thing you need to succeed at your life is the belief that you can and the commitment to carry through with backing yourself. So welcome back to Alpha Mama 2022. I'm so excited to have you all on board today. And to get into what today's topic is all about, so we go through a series of three different modes. So today we're looking at creating a vision and creating the vision for your life and what the underlying philosophies of life's all about and how we go about creating that, or what are some inspiring ideas to get us like motivated in that area. Then followed by that, we look at self-discipline. How do we do self-discipline? How do we cultivate discipline in our lives? I think we all, like, no matter who you are, you can always be more disciplined, because when you have discipline and consistency, you can truly succeed at anything you put your mind to in life. And then finally, we look at resources. So, you know, looking at financial freedom, looking at how do we cultivate resources, but not just resources, also a sense of abundance in our life. And it's funny because today's topic, minimalism, is really not only about a vision and an underlying philosophy about life, but it's also about discipline, obviously, and a daily practice of minimalism. And then finally, it's also about a feeling of abundance. So in preparing for this episode, I actually read a couple of books. So one was Minimalism, The Japanese Art of Declutter to Organize Your Home Life by Kiku Katana. I also watched the Netflix movie The Minimalists, and I can't remember their last names, but it's Josh and Ryan. I think they've got a podcast or something like that, and they've got quite a serious following. And then finally, and I've actually just got to bring it up, who is our favorite minimalist? Come on, come on, come on. It is Marie Kondo. So I also listened to the book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up by Marie Kondo. And I think that actually going through a few different resources to flesh out this topic this week was actually really rewarding and enriching in terms of reflecting on what minimalism actually means, and also understanding, like, we all know Marie Kondo, how does it fit into a vision for your life, or how does it fit into creating or cultivating a healthy lifestyle? And this, of course, is just an interest topic for me, because, you know, I'm always looking at not only how to improve your life, but then also how to chisel it back. And the idea of minimalism is really seductive for me, because it's really about kind of chiseling away everything that isn't working in your life or that doesn't feel good, so that you're basically like increasing the momentum for the things that do work, you know? And so you're just kind of culling out. And it's interesting, because in the business space, that's something that I've heard a lot, is really successful businesses are the ones that not only have the product and build the audience and all the rest, but they also do the hard work to cut away all the things that aren't working. And that's half the work, is actually just not hanging on to things that aren't working in your life and letting them go and releasing yourself from the weight, the anchor that it is that holds you back and holds you down and carries weight for you. So this weekend in my personal life, I thought, okay, I'm going to embrace the art of minimalism, turn it into a daily practice, and I'm going to start doing a deep clean of the house and a deep declutter of my life in general. One thing that Josh says in The Minimalists, the movie, which I really liked, was he said it all started with a question. And his question was, you know, what would my life look like with less? You know, how would having less improve my life? How would it change my life? And it's interesting because I looked at a few different resources. It was interesting, everyone had their own method. And that's something that Kiku Katana talks about in her book Minimalism. So basically, you know, a lot of it is based on a Japanese philosophy or a Japanese art form. And traditionally, it's minimalism is like the pure, is about pure intentional art and design, and creating a lifestyle that allows people to reduce their attachment to their material belongings. And, you know, it's sort of this belief that it brings people freedom and allows freedom from consumerism, and it allows people the space and the time to have prosper and deepen their relationships with others. Because obviously, the more you're focused on having less and the more that you're detached from the things that you have, the more you have time and energy to focus on the people in your life and the relationships in your life and building and cultivating a deep happiness and joy. She brings up a beautiful quote. So when you realize there is nothing lacking, the whole world belongs to you. And that's Lao Tzu. And this was the overarching theme I got from looking at all these resources around minimalism was, you know, we live in a world that tells us we're not enough. And that's what consumerism is. That's what, like, we're constantly being sold this idea that we're not enough. And so we need to have things and we need to buy more things to feel like we're enough, to feel that we're good enough. And, you know, the freedom that minimalism promises is, you know, the freedom of keeping up with the Joneses, the freedom of not having to buy the latest thing all the time. So you've got more money in your pocket. You've got more time. You're not worried about keeping up, and you've got more space to be yourself instead of trying to fit into the mold that society sets for you. And that's something that Josh in the Minimalists movie on Netflix states as well. You know, he said he'd had a very successful career and he'd built up, he had, you know, this wardrobe filled with designer clothes and, you know, he had the perfect wife and the perfect house, the big house and all the stuff that you needed, the latest gadgets and everything. But what he realized when after his mother passed away and then his wife left him in the same month was that he wasn't living his dream and he wasn't living his life. He was living the American dream and the American way of life. And that wasn't who he was deep inside. And that's not what he needed. And that's not what actually gave him happiness and joy in his life. So And it's interesting. It just made me think there was another really good quote here, which was, let me see if I can find it. You know, it's this idea that too many people spend money they haven't earned to impress people they don't like, to buy things they don't want. And that's by Will Rogers. I love that. I thought that was fantastic. In terms of being sold on the idea of minimalism, I guess, yeah, it's really about intentional living. So a lot of comparisons were brought up in all the resources about frugality versus minimalism. And frugality is more about just having less, being frugal and being spendthrift, you know, not having things or not spending. Whereas minimalism isn't necessarily about not having things or not spending. It's just about being intentional about the things you do have and only having things that have meaning for you, that you need, but also importantly that you love, that make you feel good. Marie Kondo's method's very much about what sparks joy for you and what makes you feel good in your heart. You know, it's not about, oh, I haven't worn that for, you know, 5 years, so therefore I should throw it out, or 6 months or whatever. Her measure or her metric for success is looking at, you know, what makes me feel good is what I should surround myself with. And then as you go through that process, you become more and more surrounded by only the things you love and only the things that have deep meaning for you. And then you feel happier and lighter and, you know, excited about the space that you live in and the world that you live in. And then that method of tidying up your home or sorting out, putting your house in order, is metaphorical in some ways for not only putting your physical house in order, but actually creating a daily practice of, you know, keeping your house in order. And so suddenly that starts reflecting on the way that you spend your money and the way that you interact with other people and the people you choose to spend time with, the activities you choose to invest your time in. Minimalism is a way of life and it's an art form. And it's the art of life, of being intentional with the way that you live. It's a mindset. And so that, I suppose, is why I've been so seduced by the concept of minimalism and why I find it very attractive, because I see the benefits that it could bring to your life. I mean, I'm sure, like, this isn't going to be a criticism of minimalism in any way, because I don't really see the downside to minimalism, but I'm sure that there are plenty of downsides. I don't know what they are. The other thing is, if you're environmentally conscious, the idea of having less and being really invested in what you do have, I think is also a really positive spin on why minimalism is a lucrative or great way to a goalpost to aim towards in your life. And I noticed there were many different ways to achieve minimalism. So Marie Kondo has a method that she's created where it's like, you know, you do it all in one go, because, you know, if the result's dramatic, then you're more likely to stick to it. So she has a very specific way of doing it where you take everything you own. So, like, and she starts with an order of, first you do your clothes and you take all of your clothes and then you sort them into certain piles, and then, you know, you ask, does this spark joy for me? And then if it doesn't spark joy, then you release it into the ether and you let it go, and then suddenly you're only filled with clothes that you only have clothes that you really, really love. She then moves on to books, and then, like, you know, the kitchen and bathroom, and then little miscellaneous items, and that's her thing. But she also really attests to this notion that minimalism is really about intentional living and about a daily practice, about the way that you live your life and the way that you choose to spend your time and the mindset that you use. Because when we look at what clutter is and when we look at what mess is around the house, it's really just a reflection of our state of mind. And if we can create the space or create the clearance for our mind to breathe, you know, then suddenly we see a lot of things that we never saw before. And it's interesting. So Marie Kondo's The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, you know, she mentions a lot of case studies with her own clients, you know, and, you know, noticed that a lot of people gave her feedback like, oh, once they did the decluttering, they increased the sales at their work, they started their own business, they lost 10 pounds. You know, recognizing that tidying was a change to the way they thought, and it altered the way they approached their life, and it altered their future ultimately. Because suddenly, instead of being drowning in clutter and consumerism and all these pressures that were holding them back from seeing clarity in their life, suddenly they were given space to see what really was important in their life and what mattered, and what they wanted to keep in their life and what they didn't need anymore. And this is an ongoing theme in all of the minimalist literature, is that it helps you see what you need and what matters to you in your life. And it also helps you to see what doesn't matter and what doesn't belong in your life. So I find that really, yeah, interesting, and I'm at least seduced by the idea. And I've definitely found, like, minimalism has been a benchmark for me for a long time, and it is funny because, you know, in the last year, 2021, I had some situations that happened that just really, I don't know, knocked my self-esteem around. And you know, one of the first things I noticed was, you know, I started eating more, I put on weight, I started buying more things and trying to, you know, compensate with stuff. And yeah, I do really think, you know, when you've got your house in order emotionally, you know, you drop those pounds, you don't have as much clutter, your house looks clean and fresh, and you feel good about yourself, and you feel confident, and you have self-esteem, and it's beautiful. So her thing was to just do it all in one go. Josh from The Minimalists, he suggested he just removed one item per day from his house, and then over a month he'd removed 30 items. But then he had actually ended up removing a lot more than that, you know. And then I saw another method where, you know, that it just suggests removing one item the first day, two items the second day, three. And you know, everyone that talks about it, just they find it so liberating and freeing, I suppose. I guess the downside is if you did want to keep up with the Joneses, if you did want to live that lifestyle of lavish and have that appearance, and that was really important to you, maybe minimalism wouldn't be for you. You know, like, some people just really want the opulence and the lavish lifestyle. Personally, I'm a bit of an opulence, lavish lifestyle person, but I see minimalism as a gateway to that, because I think, okay, well, if I had less, then I could just spend more money on something very lavish or opulent, and I would just have that one thing, and it would be of high quality, and it would be amazing, and that's all I would need. I wouldn't need you know, to be drowning in clutter. I just need a few very opulent, lavish items that made me feel great, you know. And so to me, that would be minimalism. It wouldn't have anything to do with being frugal or being spinsterly or tight. It would just be about having, you know, like one or two very, very opulent things that were grand, you know, and that would be really special to me. So, you know, it's very much open to your interpretation. I did get the impression that in Japan, you know, there's this idea around, you know, having less items in general. But effectively, in reflection, so yeah, that was one method. You can do it slowly, you can do it quickly, like a Band-Aid, rip it off. Ryan, the other guy from The Minimalists, the way that he did it is he had a packing party and he put all his stuff into boxes and then he only kept the items that he had taken out of those boxes after 3 weeks and the rest he disposed of. And that was a key thing in Marie Kondo's thing, is that she said there are two steps. One is discarding and the second one is tidying up. And so she really, really stresses the fact that it's really, really important to discard all the things you don't need first and to really finish discarding all of the things you don't need in your life before you start tidying up. So that's something that I started working on this weekend, was discarding. And I tell you what, it's been 2 days of discarding and I feel amazing. It's been very liberating, actually slightly emotional, because it's sort of like bringing up probably a lot of attachments that I've held on to in my life and I'm starting to release those. But it's actually quite liberating because those things have been holding me back. So to be able to let go of stuff that's been holding me back and realize that it's simply all in your head, you know, all this clutter, as soon as you get rid of it, then there's nothing holding you back, you know. So something to think about. So I highly recommend Minimalism by Kitu Kitani, the life-changing magic of tidying up by Marie Kondo, and definitely worth checking out The Minimalists on Netflix with Josh and Ryan. There's also a movie called Minimalism that I've seen previously on Netflix, which is really worth checking out as well. So that is it for this week. We are going to touch on discipline next time, which I love. Discipline is always on the agenda. So until next time, have an amazing week. And we'll catch you then. Over and out.